Welcome to Castle Choktitsagarl. You should be happy you get to live here. I'm Countess Elizabeth Bathory, but you will call me Countess. Are you scared, girl? Have you heard the rumors? You see, some are true and some less so. A killer? Sort of. A bisexual? Yes. Incestuous? Sometimes from necessity. Do I bathe in blood? Not entirely. Girls do not come back from my castle, no. But they are not killed immediately. And not for simply my own satisfaction. You see, I have a much better use for you and your servant friends. For you will not be serving my meals. You are my meals. Look at the shock in your eyes. Of all the tales you commoners spin, you must have thought me being a vampire was the one it couldn't be. Such a pity you're so foolish. Not that you had a choice in coming here, but did you really believe that I would have helped your family? That I would have taken good care of you? That I care about my village, my people? Follow me, girl. I have a special place for you. Do not freeze up. Follow me. Do you wish me to train you right here, right now? No. So follow. You see, virgin blood has always tasted the sweetest. It is a delicacy from the, society I come from. But I always found it a touch too pure. A touch sickly. From my taste. But when mixed with fear, now that is truly exquisite. I have no wish for soft seduction, for you to be as unknowing as possible. I have no wish to hide. The worst anyone could do is lock me in my own castle. I can see that vein in your neck pumping already. In here, girl. I know you cannot see, but I can. Get in. Good. The floor is cold, huh? Do not back away from me. I am your countess, and you will not disrespect me. You have a sister, do you not? Would you like her to join you here? No, so do not back away from me. Are you trying to look brave? Are you trying to convince yourself? Or me? Because I can smell your fear. It practically radiates from you. Your terror, your denial, it is better than any wine or finery I could buy. It is better than anything. You truly are intoxicating. You believe somehow. You still want to believe anyway. Believe you'll live. Believe you'll be granted my mercy. But no. You, my girl, are the newest of many of cattle. Needless animals to be slaughtered for my food. Put your hand out for me. Let me feel your pulse. So warm, so alive, pure, sweet, so ready to be corrupted. Let me simply just... You do not need these clothes. No, no, no. You see, things are too easy, painless. A simple bite would not do for a blank slate such as yourself. You need to be painted with my cruelty. Let me see where to start. Kneel up for me. Let me circle you. Interesting. Interesting. Many girls from the village have little on them, but you have some meat on those bones. You're so untouched. So flushed. Let me tilt your head up with my knife. Look at me in the candlelight. Do you still now believe I will spare you? No. Let me run this down your neck. Don't bend too hard. I do not intend to be quick, painless. I will bring you to the edge and back, drive you mad for me. Watch as you lose any semblance of hope. See that pink flush turn to deathly white. Slowly, ever so slowly, like this knife across your breasts. There it is, the first cut. Not a guess, but did it hurt too much for you? One little scratch in your painting. How adorably pathetic. I can't help but have a taste. If you weren't so pretty, I'd drain you now. You taste beautiful. Like the finest aphrodisiac. The best wine in Hungary could not compete. Now what about that heat of yours? Spread your legs for me, girl. That's it. So wet, so warm. And what about this knife? Gold metal rubbing ever so slowly over that mound of flesh. You're lucky it's flat. I would take just as much pleasure in cutting you. Have you had your blood yet? Yes? Such a shame. I would have liked to be the first to bloody this cunt of yours. But I suppose second will have to do, Scream away. You will hear many screams in your time here. So scream. Hear it bounce off the walls. Know that there is nothing you or anyone else could or would want to do to save you. My husband, long gone. My servants, share my sensibilities. You look much better with blood running down your legs. Let me have a taste. Lie back, feel the cold of the stone and the burning pain of your cunt. Your blood mixed with your juices is just... So very delicious. Let me keep. Let me put my cold fingers in your blood, lubricating them. Even as I make you cry, you moan for me. You're different than my other cattle. Your fear is making you more aroused. And let me tell you, your fear is making me very aroused. Your pain fuels my fire. The taste of your fear and arousal mixing in my mouth is just heavenly. I wonder, how would you react to my knife in that sweet flesh of yours? If I just slid the blade inside you, bloodied your insides, and penetrated you. No, do not. Your resistance only makes it more appealing. So let me just slide this right in. Be careful not to clench too tight, girl. If you do, you'll only be in more and more pain. I wonder if you can keep from clenching if I just keep. Your screams only intoxicate me, only drive me to hear them again. What a filthy peasant. A spineless worm. Nothing to me. Less than nothing. My cattle. My property. Let it bleed for me. Scream and bleed and bleed and scream. Let me lap it. All up. I bet you're dizzy by now, so much blood leaking from your insides. No, you don't get to go unconscious. Stay with me. You must experience and enjoy every second of my assault. You have no idea how good you taste to me, how much I want to finish you off. But no, you don't get to go yet. I would be greedy, indulgent, and regret not being able to taste you again, not being able to taste this terror, this pain. This confusion, this arousal, this perfect cocktail of fear. It's enough to make a woman want to finish. So come here. Let me lie back this time. Come between my legs, girl. Let me grab a handful of this hair and put my knife on the back of your neck. You better do a good job, or it will press harder. Last thing you'd feel is you bleeding out from your cunt, and my cum on your lips. That's it. Yes. Good little slave girl. Good little cattle. Your family knew of the rumors when they sent you away to me. They must have known I would torture, abuse you, kill you eventually. That's it. That's it. Good. Yes. Keep this up and you might survive the night. Such a dumb, helpless girl. So unable to escape. Good, good. Let me. Yes. Good. Good little slave girl. Good little dumb whore. Good little cattle. Good, good. Your use for tonight has been fulfilled, my girl. Sleep well. I will visit you in the morning.